is the seven words spoken on the cross.
今天我们要以在十字架上的七圣言跟大家来勉励。
Every one of us speak every day.
我们都知道每一个人每一天都要说很多话。
We speak a lot of words.
我们说了很多的字。
Sometimes we even forget what we have spoken.
有时候我们会忘记，哎，今天说了些什么。
Most of the words that we spoke actually are meaningless and not important.
在我们每天生活当中，有说了许多没有意义、没有价值的话。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, even when He was on earth, He didn't speak much.
今天我们看到圣经里面主耶稣在世界上的时候呢，他说不多。
His ministry was only around 3 years.
他真正的传道生涯里面只有三年。
And whenever He goes, He preaches, He speaks some words.
他到了某一个地方以后，他就会向那个地方传道、传福音，然后说一些话。
His words are all recorded in the Bible.
他所说的话，每一句、每一字都在圣经里面。
It's so meaningful and it's edifying to our soul.
在这个字句当中，我们都看得到他带有造就，他带有意义。
But when he was hanged on the cross for our sake,
但是他因为我们的罪而被钉在十字架上的时候
，when he was suffering in agony.
当他为痛苦所在困难的时候
，He spoke seven words.
他在那上面讲了七句话
，which is really meaningful and spiritually edifying.
这七句话代表了重大的意义，对我们有极大的造就。
When we are in pain, usually we don't want to speak.
当我们在痛苦万分的时候，我们通常不愿意开口。
But when Lord Jesus Christ, when He was in such an agony, He chose to speak these seven words.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上极痛苦的当中，他却说了七句最重要的话。
He used all his strength, all his heart to pour out these seven words.
他用他全身的力量，全心全意地说出这感人的七句话。
So these seven words mark the goal of our pursuit of our spirituality in our life.
这七句话也代表了我们人生当中在追求信仰所设定的最集中目标。
And the seven things that we should remind ourselves of.
那么这七件事情在我们的人生追求信仰当中也是常常要提醒我们的。
So every week I'll choose one time, one session to discuss, to share with you that one word that Jesus spoke on that on the cross.
所以在未来的聚会当中呢，我都会选一节。一句话来跟大家去勉励。
Let's look at what was the very first word that Lord Jesus Christ said when he was hanged on the cross.
我们首先来看，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他讲的第一句话是什么
？Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34.
我们请看《路加福音》23:34。
Let's turn to Luke 23, verse 34.34.
路加福音23:34，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就沾就翻了他的衣服。
好 ，Please underline this verse in your own Bible if you have one here.
所以呢，大家可以用笔稍微画一下这节圣经。
This is the first word that Lord Jesus Christ said when he was on the cross.
这主耶稣被挂在十字架上痛苦万分的时候讲的第一句话。
Verse 33 told us that after the whole night of trial, beating, interrogation, that he was finally led to Golgotha.
33节告诉我们主耶稣经过整晚的侮辱、鞭打、痛苦之后呢，他被带到了这个地方哥哥他山。
This afternoon it was the Holy Communion, so from now we should really start preparing our hearts.
今天下午我们要举办我们的圣餐礼，所以从此刻开始，大家要预备心了。
What is called Golgotha mean?
什么叫做哥哥他山这个地方
？Or called Calvary?
或是叫做哥哥他骷髅地
？It means the place of the skull.
在这边告诉我们说，也就是代表骷髅地的意思。
That means many people die there.
骷髅地代表了许多人死在那个地方。
It's a place of execution.
换句话，是一个执行死刑犯的地方。
If today you see the sign.The skull and the bones, you know that is poisonous or death.
今天我们看到任何标志代表了骷髅头或者骨头，代表的是死亡的意思。
So this place is full of death.
换句话，这个地方代表的是全面的死亡的一切。
Full of death, that bone.
那么在那个地方看到只有骨头，没有任何东西。
And Jesus was led to there.
那么主耶稣被带到那里。
The place of death.
被带到了死亡之地啊。
Who is supposed to go there?
死亡之地，什么样的人去到死亡之地呢
？Lord Jesus Christ not supposed to go there.
主耶稣基督不应该被带到那样的地方。
He is the God in heaven.
因为他是在天上的神。
He is our Creator.
他是创造者。
He is the one true God.
那么他是唯一的独一真神。
He is not supposed to be there even.
戴样这样的身份，他不应该被带掉这个死亡之地才对。
But why he was led to Golgotha or Calvary?
今天他为什么被带到这个骷髅头山，也就是各个他山呢
？Because of you.
因为你跟我。
Because of me.
因为我的关系，因为你的关系。
We were supposed to go there to be crucified.
主耶稣不去，今天的我们就是要被带到那死亡之地的。
You see, who were among Lord Jesus Christ?
所以在当中呢，谁跟主耶稣在一起的呢
？Verse 33 tells us there's two criminals around him.
三十三节这边说到，他的左右两边呢各有一个犯人。
One on his left and one on his right.
有一个在左边，有一个在右边。
And they nail Jesus Christ on the cross.
这些兵丁呢就把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So only criminals are supposed to be there.
换句话，只有犯罪的极重罪的人会被挂在那边。
But Jesus became a criminal because of us.
今天主耶稣被列为极重犯人，因为你跟我的关系。
He was trial because of us.
他受到审判，因为你跟我的关系。
And they nail him on a cross.
也因为你跟我的关系，他被钉在十字架上。
The cross, the nail, that metal nail used on the cross is very long.
那么钉人在十字架上那根钉子是非常长的。
It's made of metal.
铁做的。
And then the soldier will pierce through his hand on the wood.
那么这根钉要用锤子钉穿那个人的手。
You can see how hard the soldier must hit the nails to nail Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以为了能够钉穿那个人的手，还要钉在木头上，我们可以看到兵丁用多大力量去钉他。
And of course, it's not just one strike the nail go in. He must have multiple strike, really hard to press in the nail.
我们都知道钉东西不是一钉就可以，要钉好几次才能够打得进去。
And every time the soldier strike the hammer.
所以每一次当钉钉拿起钉锤来钉的时候
，to strike the nail，
那么为了要钉进那个钉子
，we can imagine how Jesus Christ his pain will react on him。
所以我们可以看到，那每打一次的重击，主耶稣承受了痛苦。
His blood vessel was broken。
那么他的血管就这样破掉。
He started bleeding。
他开始流血。
And not only one side, but both hands。
不只是单手，而且双手。
Plus, overlap his leg and use the nail to pierce through both neck.
那么再来把他的脚叠在一起呢，再用另外一只钉子整个钉进去。
This is so cruel.
我们可以看到这是很残酷的。
If you were Jesus Christ on the cross, what would you say?
今天如果我们换成耶稣钉在那十字架上，我们说什么
？If ordinary people on the cross, what would they say?
如果一般的人被钉在那个十字架上的时候，应该要说些什么？
I think most,
会说什么
？Most people would start cursing.
在那上面，可能第一句话人家会诅咒底下的人。
Cursing people who is nailing on him.
换句话，会诅咒那些钉他的人。
Cursing people who is offending Jesus or causing the pain on him.
或者说，诅咒那些呢让我遭到这样待遇的人。
Look at nowadays, how do we react when people offend us?
今天我们看看，如果人家得罪我们，我们怎么对人家
？Even we are driving, some people just cut in our lane without signaling or force you to brake.
如果今天我们在开车，有人突然间在我们前面插车子进来，我们会对他怎样
？I think immediately we start cursing.
我马上就会骂这个人了。
What happened to this crazy man?
我们会说，哎，前面那个人你在干什么
？If people cheated you money,
如果有人骗你的钱
，and later you find out,
之后你发现了
，I think you're so angry, you're shouting or you're cursing him.
那我们就会觉得非常的生气，甚至咒诅那个人。
It is human nature when we are offended, when we suffer, we curse people.
因为这是人的正常反应。当我们受欺负、受骗了之后，我们就会。骂那个人。
But let's look at what Lord Jesus Christ have said here.
但是反过来，我们看看主耶稣的反应。
Verse 34.
三十四节。
Then Jesus said.
主耶稣这边说了。
Father, forgive them.
主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
This is not easy.
不简单的一句话。
When Jesus was suffering, Jesus the first thing he said is, "Father, forgive them."
当主耶稣在被钉在十字架最痛苦的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Forgive whom?
那么赦免谁呢？
Of course, are the soldiers.
当然是赦免那些钉他的兵丁们。
Directly, the one closest to Jesus are the soldiers.
那么最靠近主耶稣在十字架旁边的就是那些兵丁们。
These soldiers is using the nail to pass through Lord Jesus Christ.
这些兵丁就是拿了那个长长的钉子，拿了铁锤钉主耶稣的人。
Causing so much pain.
而且让主耶稣在那里，在此刻最痛苦的时候。
Causing so much bleeding.
在让主耶稣流最多血的时候。
Causing so much wound.
而且让主耶稣受最大伤害的时候。
But Jesus said, "Father, forgive them."
但是主耶稣第一句话竟然说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Forgive whom?
赦免谁呢
？Maybe the Jews, maybe the Israelites trying to kill him.
也许要赦免那些犹太人让主耶稣受难受死的人。
So this is worth thinking for us.
这句话值得我们反复思想。
How can Lord Jesus Christ forgive someone who has caused him so much pain?
为什么主耶稣能够说出让那些让说出 赦免他们，那这些人是让他最痛苦的人。
Usually we cannot forgive people if they cause us pain.
通常人家如果得罪我们，让我们很痛苦的时候，我们怎么能够赦免那个让我们痛苦的人？
I think there's a few reasons here.
我看到了这里有几个理由。
The most important reason here is
最重要的理由
is Jesus really have mercy on the sinners.
我们看到主耶稣真的用心来赦免那些罪人、
啊、他有怜悯，
要怜悯那些罪人。
Jesus said, because they do not know what they are doing.
主耶稣在这边说到了一个原因，因为他们所做的，他们不知啊。
Look at the soldier.
我们看看这些兵丁。
Why they kill Jesus?
为什么他们要杀主耶稣？
Because they don't know that Jesus is the Lord, is the God.
原因是因为他们不知道主耶稣就是神，就是主啊。
If they know, they will not do that.
今天如果他们知道了，他们绝对不会做。
If they know Jesus is Son of God,
如果他们知道主耶稣就是神的子，神之子的话。
They will not, even people force them, they will not kill Jesus.
就算别人逼迫他们要定耶稣，他们也不会去定耶稣。
But because they don't know.
原因就是因为他们不知道。
Jesus really have mercy on them. They don't know it. That's why he did it.
所以主耶稣在这边有真的怜悯之心，原因是因为他们所做的他们不知啊。
Look at the soldiers. What's their job?
我们看完这些兵丁，他们的工作是什么？
Their job is to obey orders.
他兵丁就是要服从长官的嘛。
If you do not obey, you cannot be a soldier.
今天一个兵丁不服从长官，那就不能当兵了。
If the soldier say, "I don't want to crucify Jesus,"
如果今天这个兵丁说，我不要钉子耶稣。
Maybe the commander will punish them.
也许这个长官就要罚这个兵了。
Maybe they cannot be soldier anymore.
也许这个兵就要被开除，不能够再当兵了。
Maybe even they will be killed because of disobedience.
甚至这个兵丁就会被杀了，因为他们不服从命令了。
So Jesus have mercy on them.
所以主耶稣有这样怜悯之心对他们来说。
Because they don't know.
原因是因为他们不知道。
Their eyes were blind.
因为他们的眼睛被遮盖，瞎眼
了。They have to obey orders.
他们要盲目的来服从长官的命令了。
That's why Jesus have mercy on them.
所以主耶稣有这样对他们有这样怜悯之心呢、啊、
？Why we can forgive?
为什么我们能够原谅
？Actually, who can forgive us the most?
今天谁能够原谅我们最多呢
？I think our parents are the one who have forgiven us the most.
我相信我们的父母原谅我们是最多的。
When we were born.
我们出生的时候
，We cry, we make trouble, we make noise.
我们一出生大哭小叫的，我们做很多的麻烦事情。
When we grow up.
我们长大的时候
，When we become teenagers.
我们变青少年的时候
，We rebel against our parents.
那我们在青少年的时候反叛父母亲
，We talk back.
也许我们会顶嘴
，Sometimes we do something really hurt the heart of our parents.
有时候我们做一些事情真的让父母很难过的。
But why will our parents always forgive us?
但是今天父母亲为什么要一直原谅我们
？I never see a parent.Who cannot forgive the child?
我常常看到，我很少看到说一个父母亲就永远不能原谅他的儿女。
Every time I see a parent, they are protective to the child.
我看到每一个父母亲都极力的保护自己的儿女。
Sometimes the parent may complain a little bit of the children in front of other people.
啊，也许在谈话当中你会听到父母亲抱怨这个小朋友不乖了。
But she can say this, he can say that, the parent can say this.
也许父母亲可以这么说，哎，自己的小孩真的不好。
But you cannot say this.
哎，但是我们不能说他。
You cannot say that. Yeah, your child is really no good.
我们不能说，哎，你的小孩真的不好嘞。
If you say this, he'll angry at you.
如果你真的说了，那个父母亲对你可能就要生气了。
The parent himself, even though sometimes complain a little bit, but still love the child so much.
身为父母亲的，也许有时候会抱怨一下小孩自己不好，但是心底还是爱这个小孩子。
Why the child? Why the parent can always forgive the child?
为什么父母亲的爱总是能够包容原谅小孩呢
？Because the parent has.Mercy has love in his heart.
原因就是因为父母亲带着怜悯，带着爱心呐。
Because the parent always think, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he said this.
哇，有时候父母亲就会想，自己的小孩真的不知道自己在干什么。
He's not mature. I wait until he's mature, he'll know.
他现在还小，不够成熟，长大就知道了。
I'll give him chance, give him time to grow up.
那么今天我再给他一个机会呢，让他好好长大，就会变好。
So why would Lord Jesus Christ forgive us?
所以今天主耶稣基督为什么要原谅我们？
Because he is full of mercy.
原因就是因为他充满怜悯之心了。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们请看哥林多前书的十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多前书第十三章第五节。第五节，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Here gives us the wonderful definition of love.
这里告诉我们一个美好的定义，有关于爱。
What is love?
什么是爱
？Love is intangible.
爱看不到
，but love can be felt.
但是爱感觉得到。
Love does not exist by itself.
爱不会单独存在的。
But love is expressed through different behavior and attitude.
但是爱在人类当中能够传输的， 看得到的。
He tells us, love is not keeping the records of wrong.
这里说到说爱是不计算人的恶啊。
This is very important.
很重要的一句话。
How parents love the child.
父母亲怎么样爱自己的小孩。
Every time the child offends the parent.
每一次呢，小孩子得罪父母。
Every time the parent's heart is broken.
每一次父母的心伤了。
But every time the parents choose, okay, forgive.
但是每一次我们看到这个父母亲就不计算他的恶，原谅他。
You never see a parent have a box say, "Oh, this is the record of all my children wrongdoing and wrong saying since his birth."
我们大概从没看到说有一父母亲拿了一本书说从小到大你做的事我通通把你记在这里。
Wow, I think if the parent want to keep a book, I think it'll be thicker than a yellow page.
如果一个父母亲真的要写下这些东西的话，可能比这个电话簿还厚。
But the parents say, "Okay, I know it. I feel painful, but I forgive."
但是父母亲的心觉得痛，但是呢，总是原谅。
Not keeping the record of wrong,
而不是去计算我的小孩做了哪些错事。
So Lord Jesus Christ used the same attitudes toward the robbers and toward us.
所以今天的主耶稣在十字架上对着旁边的强盗，对着我们也是一样的心态。
He has mercy.
他有怜悯之心。
It is impossible to forgive without mercy.
因为呢，没有怜悯之心，你很难去饶恕、原谅别人。
You can force yourself, "Oh, don't come with him, don't come with him," but it doesn't work.
我们也许会强迫自己说，哎呀，原谅他吧，原谅他。但是呢，不管用的。
You must have true mercy to forgive the person.
今天我们要能够真的原谅、饶恕别人，必须要有真正的怜悯之心呢。
You can think that you must think that, "Oh, he didn't know he was immature. He had his reason why he did that."
我们必须要从一个角度来看，他因为不成熟，不知道自己做的事情。也许做这件事情，他真的有他的理由存在。
Because the parent know the child so much.
因为呢，父母亲绝对了解自己的小孩。
That's why they can forgive them.
所以他们能够原谅小孩子。
So now let's talk about what does it mean to be forgiving.
那么今天我们来看看，说什么叫做赦免。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 36.
我们请看路加福音六章六节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 36.
六章三十六节。路加福音六章的第三十六节。
Let's read from 36.
我们从路加福音六章三十六节看起，你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。三十七节，你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
Verse 36, Jesus teaches here, "Be merciful, because your Father in heaven are merciful."
三六节，主耶稣叫我们要有慈悲之心呢，因为你们的父在天上一样慈悲啊。
This is very important.
这是很重要的一个讯息。
We all have knowledge.
今天我们都有知识。
We know how to judge.
我们都知道怎么判断。
We know what is the rule and regulations.
我们都知道什么是规矩。
But not every one of us have mercy.
很可惜，不是每一个人都心存慈悲之心呢。
Mercy means you want to give him chance.
慈悲之心就是要给这个人再一次机会。
Now,Our Heavenly Father always gives us chance.
今天我们的父亲，我们的天上之父，不就常常给我们再一次机会吗
？If not, we are die already.
如果不是的话，我们早就死了。
We are punished already.
我们早就被处罚了。
But Heavenly Father, full of mercy, always gives us another chance.
但是我们的天上之父呢，充满慈悲之心，总是给我们再一次的机会。
Now, what is forgiveness?
我们看看什么叫饶恕。
Verse 37, the last verse, says, "You forgive people, and you shall be forgiven."
三十七节后半段，你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
Now, the word "forgive" here actually from originally from the Greek word which means release.
在饶恕从最原始希腊文开始呢，也就是放弃、放掉的意思。
释放、
释放的意思。
You look at Chinese Bible, the small little note here that the forgiving means.Just let it go or release.
我们看看中文圣经在底下这边说到说饶恕原文做释放啊。
Sometimes people say, "What does it mean forgive?"
有时候会问啦，什么叫饶恕啊
？Some people say, "Forgive and forget must come together."
换句话，饶恕要从要不断是忘记，要包括忘记在内。
Forgive and forget, right? It's easy saying.
有时候我们说，哎，很容易说了，就把它忘了吧。
But it is true. Is it in the Bible?
事实上，在圣经也是这么教导我们。
Is it true?
是不是真的呢？
No, it's not true.
不是这样讲
了。How can you forget?
我们怎么样去忘记呢
？If people trespass against you, sin against you, how can you forget?
今天如果有人得罪我们了，我们怎么样去忘记他所做的
？The more you want to forget, the more you cannot forget.
今天我们越不想记得的东西，哎，就越会记得。
Isn't it?
不是这样吗
？For example, you tell you, okay, this morning I wake up, I'm not going to be angry, I'm not going to remember it.
比如说今天早上一起来，哎，我要忘记昨天那个人得罪我，我不要再记得了。
But the moment you remind yourself to not remember it, you remind yourself that event.
但是在那一刻，你想忘记的时候，其实你就已经记起那个人再一次得罪你了。
And some wounds are so deep you can never forget.
有时候我们受的伤害深到我们不能够忘记啊。
For example, sometimes you hurt yourself, there's some scar, even the skin has healed, but the scar is still there.
就好像我们今天如果不小心割伤了自己，深到会留下一条疤的时候，你怎么可能忘记呢？
So it's not possible to forget.
换句话，怎么可能会忘记那条伤痕？
But what does it mean to forgive?
那么今天我们在这里说到什么叫做饶恕、原谅？
The Bible tells us actually means to release, to let go.
圣经中告诉我们说，饶恕就是要释放，把它放掉。
What does it mean?
什么意思啊？
People can owe you something.
是的，人家欠我们。
People can trespass you or sin against you something.
是的，人家会得罪我们。
You have two choices.
我们有两个选择。
The first choice is you choose to be really angry.
第一种选择就是马上觉得很生气。
And the more you think about it, the more angry you are.
而且越想是越气啊。
You don't want to let go.
换句话，越生气就越不想把它放掉，不想原谅。
And sometimes you even find a chance so that you can revenge.
甚至更进一步，只要找到机会，我一定报复啊。
This is called.You bind the person. You not allow him to be released.
换句话，你已经绑这个人绑住了，就是有一天要把他对付他。
Even though he's not in front of you, but you're in your heart, your mind, you grab him.
换句话，这个人就算不在你的眼前，但你心里面就是要把他绑住，永远不要放掉。
You don't want to release him.
换句话，永远不放过这个人。
And you think by doing this, you're doing the right thing.
也许大家会觉得说这样做呢，哎，是对的。
But at the same time.
同样的
you are binding him, he's also binding you.
换句话，你既然不肯释放他，这样你也不会被释放。
Because every time you think about this, you are not happy.
每一次你想到这个人得罪你，你就觉得很生气。
So, you're not releasing him, but you yourself are also not released.
既然我不想放掉他，那么他也就不会放过我咯。
But another approach we can do.
啊，但是另外一种选择，我们可以这么做。
I cannot forget about the whole things.
也许我没有办法忘掉全部的事情。
I never will forget.
而且我永远不会忘记。
But I choose, I let you go.
但是我选择的是就把它放下吧。
I'm not going to bind you.
换句话呢，我不再记这个人的恨了。
Remember, if you want to bind a person, you yourself have to use the strength.
今天我们可以想到说，如果我要抓住这个人，我自己要用力啊。
So Jesus said, release people.
所以主耶稣在这边说要释放人啊。
You cannot forget it.
是的，我们也许忘不掉。
But you have to let it go.
但是我们必须要把它释放，放掉。
You have to move on.
就是要继续往前走了。
And then you will be released.
那么这样子，我们就能够被这件事情给释放。
Now, this word is wonderful. You have to underline this in your Bible.
所以这个经节要大家画下来，很重要，很好的。
Release and you will be released.
换句话，我们释放人家，人家就会释放我们了。
This is very important.
这很重要的。
Who will release you if you release other people?
今天我们释放，那谁会释放我啊
？First,
首先
，in your heart you release.
那么在心里面，我们就已经被释放了。
You're no more unhappy.
换句话，我们不再为这件事情生气了。
You're no more angry.
我们不再为这件事情烦恼苦恼了。
Secondly, Heavenly Father also release you.
第二个就是天上的父呢，会因此也释放我。
Lord Jesus Christ used a very good example here.
主耶稣用了一个很重要的比喻，的例子。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
From verse 21 to 27.
从二十一节到二十七节，马太福音十八章二十一节，那是彼得前进来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”二十二节，耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。”
Peter, I lost Jesus Christ.
啊，彼得在这边问耶稣了。
How many times should I forgive my brother if he sinned against me?
今天如果弟兄得罪我，我要饶恕他几次
？Is it seven times okay?
七次够不够
？What Peter think maybe seven times is more than enough?
彼得学着说七次够了啦。
But Lord Jesus said, no.
主耶稣说不对了。
Seven times seventies.
你应该要饶恕他七十个七次啊。
Well, I think Peter got scared.
彼得大概吓坏了。
So many times.
他觉得这个数字太高了。
But Jesus make a story here, make a parable here.
主耶稣在这边用了个比喻了。
Let's read.
二三节，天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物。主人吩咐把他和他妻子、儿女，并一切所有都卖了来偿还。那仆人就匍匐拜他，说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”二十七节，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Oh, here tells us a parable.
这里告诉我们一个比喻啊。
Heavenly kingdom is just like a king.
天国就好像有一个国王。
The king is the richest person in the whole country.
这个国王在这个国里面是最有钱的。
He has everything.
他有一切。
One of his servants owe him 1,000 talents.
其中一个仆人呢，欠了他1,000,000银子了。
That's too much money.
换句话，对这个仆人来讲，太多钱了。
In today's term, it's equal to 250 years of salaries.
那么今天来说，要用252年的工作薪水才能够换得来。
Most of us owe our bank money, right?
今天我们大家都有贷款了。
You own usually your mortgage.
也许是大家房子的贷款呢。
Especially Vancouver houses so expensive.
特别是温哥华呢，房价越来越高。
So usually our mortgage is 30 years, 35 now they even have 40 years amortization.
所以今天我们看到银行的贷款长达35、长达40年都有。
Sometimes you have to take 40 years to pay off your house.
换句话，有时候必须要花40年你才能够把这个贷款还清了。
That's only mean 500,000, 600,000, 700,000 maybe.
那么也许是7万、5万。3万不一定，70万、50万不一定。
But 250 years.
但是你要用250年来还清这个事。
How much money is that?
那么我们可以想想，那时候这个仆人到底欠多少钱、啊、
？You have to live your life 4 times to pay off the money.
换句话，这个人必须要经过4代才能够还得清这笔钱、啊。
Impossible plus interest plus inflation.
那么在包括这些所谓的通货膨胀啊、利息啊，那根本还不起。
Okay, you don't have money, then the king lock him up.
国王说你还不起是吧？来，把你抓过来。
Until one day you pay off the money, you can go.
那么直到关到你呢，有一天付清了才让你走。
What does the king represent?
那么这个国王代表谁呢
？The king represents our God.
那么这个国王代表就是我们的神。
He is the righteous God.
那么他是一个公义的神。
He has everything.
他拥有一切。
Who is the servant?
谁是仆人呢
？The servant is you.
那么今天的仆人就是你。
And me.
哎，就是我。
We owe him a lot.
今天你我都欠神很多。
We have sinned a lot.
今天我们得罪神太多了。
We were unrighteous.
今天我们是不公义的。
Unloving.
我们不爱人的。
Uncaring.
我们不关心人的。
Maybe we start to change a little bit when we believe in Christ.
也许当我们信主的时候，我们渐渐改变了。
But even after that, we still owing our king so much.
但是就算如此，我们欠这个国王还欠多了嘞。
Every day we're still not good.
每一天我们还是欠他债的。
So this king lock him up.
所以这个国王把这个仆人关了。
But he is so that this servant tried to beg the king, verse 26.
26节，我们看到仆人啊来拜他了，求他了。
Please have mercy on me.
他说主啊，宽容我啊，求你怜悯我吧。
In the future, I will repay.
将来呢，我都要还清的。
This refers to us.
这今天代表是我们了。
When we beg Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们向神来主耶稣求。
When we pray.
当我们祷告。
When we receive water baptism.
当我们接受洗礼的时候。
Ask Jesus forgive my sin.
我们都会求神原谅我的罪吧，
future,
赦免我的罪。
In the future, I'll repay you, I'll love you, I'll do whatever good things.
在未来的日子呢，我一定会做很多爱人的事情，做服侍你的事情。
Our God knows, even though you do your whole life good, you never repay what I have owed you.
但是我们的神知道呢，不论我们做的再好，我们用一辈子都不能够还清神给我们的东西。
But God doesn't matter. Okay, I'll let you go. Release.
但是我们看到神就像这个国王一样说。没关系了，让你释放你了。
Underline verse 27, the last verse. His mercy, first his mercy.
我们划线一下，看一下那仆人的主人呢，动了慈心。
It start from his heart, his mercy.
这个主人从心里面动了慈心来怜悯他
了。And then he let him go, release him,
就释放他了。
And cancel his debt,
并且免了他的债。
We are all like this.
今天我们不就是这样
？We will release.
今天我们被释放了。
Our debt cancel.
我们的债免了。
We owe Jesus so much, but Jesus canceled it.
我们欠他很多的债，但主耶稣在这边一笔勾销了。
But the story did not stop here.
故事不在这边停下来哦。
Verse 28.
28节，那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说：“你把所欠的还我。”29节。
29.
他的同伴就匍匐央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清啊。”30节，他不肯。进去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
He tell us this servant who was pardoned so much debt went out happily.
他这边看到了主人原谅了这个仆人，免了他一切的债呢，他很高兴的离开了。
Remember, this servant referred to you and me.
记得要我们要记得这个仆人就是你跟我。
Wow, we are so happy.
我们今天很开心离开了国王了。
I'm so glad Jesus loved me. We sing the hymn.
因为主耶稣呢爱我，耶稣爱我了。
But now when he go out,
他离开之后呢？
He saw one of his friends, one of his fellow servants.
他看到其中一个仆人是他同伴了。
Oh, you owe me a little bit of money.
你欠我一点钱。
Where's the money? Bring back.
马上抓住他，我的钱呢？
Wow. And his friend said, No, sorry, I don't have money.
那这个同伴一样的求他了，我没有钱了。
He's back him.
而且一样央求他，求他了。
But he doesn't listen.
他在这里不听了。
Look at the action described here by Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这边看到了那个叙述的场景。
When he saw his fellow servant, he used his hand to grab his throat.
当他看到了欠债的这个同伴呢，用他的手去抓住那个同伴的喉咙。
Can you see how person when he's grabbing his throat, he cannot breathe.
我们可以想象那个场景，当你抓住一个人的喉咙，那个人不能呼吸了。
Bring the money, bring the money.
然后抓住他喉咙，问他说：“你欠我的钱，赶快还。”
Just a few minutes ago, he was just like a toy, begging the king. Oh, sorry, please give me chance.
我们可以想想前一个场景，他在国王面前才求国王。免去他所有的债，希望他能够释放。
And we go outside, he become another person.
然后下一步，他一出去之后，他遇到同样那个人了。
Where's my money?
问到债主说：“你是谁呀？”
Choking his throat.
抓住他的喉咙：“我的钱呢？”
Sorry, I don't have money. Please give me a chance. I'll pay back in the future.
同样的情况也在那个人的身上演出了。他求他说：“哎呀，我没有钱了，求你原谅我吧。”
Verse 30, he did not allow.
三十节在那边说了，他不肯呐。
And he threw him in the jail.
并且把他下到监狱里。
This is very terrible, right?
我们看到这样的场景似乎是不对称了。
You would just pardon millions of dollars.
今天他刚刚被人家免了1000万的债。
Now people owe you $100, you do not let him go.
现在人家只欠你100块，你却要把他抓起来下到监里。
Sometimes we think it's ridiculous. How can people do this?
有时候我们看到这里，我们会觉得说，哎呀，这个人真笨，怎么人会做这种事情？
Actually, this happens every day.
但是很可惜的，今天的你跟我的生活当中，每天都看到。
It happens every day on our life.
今天在我们的生活里面，每一天都会重复的发生这样的事情。
Wow, Jesus forgive all our sin.
今天主耶稣在天上免去了我们所有的债。
He died for us on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Give us salvation.
让我们得到救恩。
Give us peace and joy.
让我们得到平安跟喜乐。
But now we may see brothers and sisters.
今天我们反观在座的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes and our brothers sin against us.
今天我们四周的弟兄姐妹呢，也许得罪我们了。
Just say one word which not make us not happy.
啊，得罪我们的原因，也许是说错了一句话，让我们心里不开心了。
Just give you one face, one look, make you unhappy.
也许他只是那个眼神，让我们觉得哎呀，太瞧不起人了。
Just do one event that offend us.
也许就因为是一件事情，使我们觉得难过，得罪了。
I'm so angry.
我们就很生气。
I cannot forgive you.
从这个生气当中，我绝对不原谅那个弟兄。
I cannot let you go.
我绝对不能够释放那个弟兄。
How can that be?
怎么可能发生这样的事情？
This happens every day.
那这样的事情在我们生活当中其实天天出现了。
But what happened?
那我们会发生什么？紧接下来呢？
Verse 31.
31节。
When his fellow servant saw this, he reported this to the king.
当众同伴看到以后，就告诉国王了。
Let's read verse 32.
32节，于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。”33节，你不应当连续你的同伴像我连续你一样吗？
Verse 34.
主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所有的债。35节，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
This is a dramatic turning point of the whole story.
在这边我们看到这个是一个转捩点了。
Even though the king has pardoned the servant his debt.
虽然这个主人这个国王也许已经免去这个人的债了。
But when he heard about this story,
当他听到有他做了这样的事情
，immediately get him here.
马上把这个仆人又抓回来。
Okay, what happened to you?
你到底怎么回事啊
？Okay, you don't forgive people.
你不原谅别人
，I don't forgive you also。
那么同样，我就不原谅你了。
Immediately lock him up。
马上又把他下到监里关起来。
I think he'll never come out of the jail。
我们相信这个仆人恐怕出不来了。
Because he owed the master too much。
因为他欠这个主人太多了。
So today is the same。
今天也是一样。
Jesus said, "If you don't have mercy, if you don't forgive your brother from your heart."
今天主耶稣告诉我们，我们个人若不从心里饶恕弟兄们
，Okay。Heavenly Father said, "I'll do the same."
那么这边说了，我的天父在天上也要这样待我们呢。
So, what do you want to choose?
今天我们的选择是什么呢
？Why do we have to forgive people?
今天我们为什么说要饶恕别人
？Why do we have to learn from Lord Jesus Christ?
今天我们为什么说要学习主耶稣一样饶恕别人
？Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing."
那么主耶稣在这里说到说，饶恕他们吧，因为他们不知道自己做了些什么。
Why do we have to forgive people?
今天我们为什么要讲饶恕别人？
Because we need forgiveness.
因为我们需要神的饶恕啊。
Isn't it? If we don't have forgive people, God will not forgive us.
今天我们不饶恕别人，我们也得不到从神来的饶恕啊。
If one day we die,
有一天如果我们死了
，If we see Jesus,
看到耶稣了
，We expect all the good things. We expect all the salvation.
我们从主耶稣那边要领这个最大奖赏，要领得救的恩赐了。
If Lord Jesus Christ tells us,
主耶稣这么对我们说
，Sorry, you owe me too much.
主耶稣说：“对不起啊，你欠太多了。
You cannot come here.
你欠我太多了，你不可以来。
Is it possible?
是有可能吗
？Yes, it's possible.
绝对是有可能这样的对话哦。
According to this parable,
根据这样的这个比喻
，the servant, the sin, the debt was pardoned.
今天我们看到 这个仆人在刚开始的时候，国王已经免去他的债。
But because all his life he did not forgive other people.
但是在他的生活一切当中呢，他永远不要饶恕任何一个人。
Especially his fellow workers.
特别是他同伴们。
Especially his brothers and sisters.
特别是弟兄姐妹们。
Then it's possible.
啊，这是可能的哦。
Jesus said, "Get back to me what you owe me."
主耶稣会说，来，你欠我的，来一起还来。
So this is very dangerous.
这是很危险的。
Even though we are baptized,
今天我们就算是受洗了。
Even though we receive Holy Spirit,
就算我们得圣灵了。
But if we are unforgiving,
但是如果我们不懂得去饶恕人，
it is very dangerous.
是对我们的灵性生活很危险的。
This is even harm our salvation.
那么这样会让我们的得救都受到受损了。
So this is the reason that we have to forgive people.
这也就是我们为什么要饶恕别人的理由。
And the third reason why we should forgive people.
第三点，我们为什么要饶恕别人呢？
Because we want to decrease the pain that already we have.
那么我们要降低我们自己已经得到的痛苦啊。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27.
我们请看箴言二十三。啊，二十七章。
Proverbs 27 verse 4。
箴言二十七章第四节。箴言第二十七章的第四节：愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，唯有嫉妒，谁能敌得住呢
？Here verse 4 tells us anger is very cruel。
四节一开始就告诉我们，愤怒为残忍啊。
Anger are destructive。
那么。是非常的没有建设性的。
Some translation say anger is so destructive.
有些翻译本是说，愤怒是完全没有建设性的事情。
破坏性的。
破坏性的。
Anger is not good.
换句话，怒气是没有用的。
Anger is natural, but anger is not good.
怒气是自然的，但是是没用的。
You harm your body.
换句话，这没用的东西反而会伤自己的身体。
That's why when people get angry always.
所以我们看到有些人总爱生气啊。
When angry too much, wow, the heart, oh, my heart is suffer.
那当一个人生气到极点，都会觉得说，哎，心痛啊。
Recently, there was a member call me.
最近呢，有个弟兄，有一个同龄高打电话给我。
Oh, I'm so angry. Somebody transgressed against me.
那他说我真的气坏了，有人真的得罪我。
Last week, tell the same thing.
那么上个礼拜这么说。
One week later, he's still calling me, talking about the same thing.
一个礼拜之后，他打电话给我，还是说同样的事情。
One week ago.She was still okay. The voice is so loud.
那么一个礼拜之前，他讲这个事情的时候很大声。
After one week, he have no voice.
那么一个礼拜之后已经没声音了。
Preacher, I'm very angry.
他说，传道，
I'm dying.
我真的气炸了，气坏了。
My heart is paining me.
那么气的我气到心痛啊。
It's true. Anger can kill you.
真的是哎，生气气怒气会伤一个人的。
Anger can harm your heart.
怒气。会伤一个人的心啊。
There's a research saying that when we are extremely angry,
有这么一个调查说，一个人如果非常生气的时候，
our body will produce all kind of toxic in the body.
当一个人正生气的时候呢，身体里面会产生毒素的。
So it is not good to be angry.
换句话，生气是不好的。
So some people choose to not forgive other people.
有些人真的选择了不再原谅别人。
But if we're not forgiving other people,
今天如果我们选择不原谅、不饶恕别人，
we are using the mistake of other people to punish ourselves.
换句话，我们用了别人的错误呢，来惩罚自己了。
Why you want to do this?
我们为什么要这么做？
You already life is already tough. Why you want to add yourself too much trouble?
今天我们的生活已经是够难的，为什么还要再难上加难呢？
Let it go.
就把它释放、放掉吧。
Don't even think about it.
也就是说，不再想起这件事。
Because anger is cruel.
因为这边说到了，愤怒是残忍的。
But if a person learn from Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果今天一个人懂得学习基督的话
，He said Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the cross.
今天主耶稣被挂在那十字架上的时候
，His heart is still full of peace and love and joy.
但是在大痛苦当中，他的心还是充满喜乐跟怜悯之心。
Forgive them.
他用怜悯之心说：“原谅他们吧。”
So his heart must feel lighter.
所以这个时候，主耶稣的心一定是轻松的。
If in that time, if he cursed, if he shouted, of course he'll feel even more painful.
我们可以想象，主耶稣挂在十字架上已经够痛了，如果他的心还不释放的话，那是痛上加痛啊。
So we have to let it go.
换句话，我们要懂得释放、放下。
Stop our anger.
我们要停止怒气。
Proverbs chapter 27.
我们再看箴言的二十七。
Verse 4.
我们第四节。
Proverbs 24, just read again this verse.
我们再看一次，愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，唯有嫉妒，谁能敌得住呢？
Nobody can stop this anger.
没有人可以挡得住的。
But you yourself.
唯一挡得住人就是你自己了。
So Lord Jesus Christ said, "Oh Father, forgive them."
所以主耶稣在上面说，父啊，原谅他们。
For they do not know what they are doing.
原因是因为他们不晓得这里做了什么。
This afternoon we are going to partake Holy Communion for our members.
今天下午呢，我们要举行圣餐礼。
For now, we should think in our life.
从现在开始要在我们想想，在我们生活当中
Is there anyone in my life that trespass or sin against me?
换句话呢，在生活当中有任何一个人得罪我们，触犯我们了。
Do you still bound him or her?
我们是不是还把那个人紧紧抓住呢？
Maybe your parent.
也许是自己的父母，
maybe your children,
也许自己的小孩，
maybe your husband,
也许自己的先生，
maybe your wife,
或是太太，
maybe your church member, brothers and sisters,
也许是教会的弟兄姐妹，
maybe your coworker,
或是我们的工作同仁。
Are you still locking him up in your jail in your heart?
是不是因为他得罪了我的，所以我还是把他抓得紧紧的？
Are you still not releasing him?
是不是还没有把那件事，把那个人释放了呢？
Then before we take the Holy Communion bread,
所以今天在我们拿起主耶稣身体那个圣餐饼之前，
We have to ask Jesus.
我们要问耶稣了。
Jesus, give me strength to release him.
我们要求主耶稣给我力量，能够释放这件事，这个人。
Because you have released me.
原因是因为主你已经释放我了。
So how can we do that?
我们怎么做？
There's two advice here.
我们这边有两个建议啊。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
我们请看路加福音十七章。
Verse 4.
路加福音十七章第四节：倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转说。我懊悔了，我总要你总要饶恕他。
Here is the same saying that Lord Jesus Christ teach Peter and his disciples.
主耶稣告诉，不但告诉彼得，也告诉他的门徒们说
，Oh, if a person sin you seven times in a day.
说如果一个人呢，一天七次来得罪你
，seven times I'm sorry.
那么七次又回来说啊，对不起了。
Now if he come back to say sorry.
今天如果这个人回转说，哎，对不起了。
It is easier to forgive if he say sorry, right?
事实上，如果一个人跟我们道歉，我们很容易就饶恕这个人了。
But even seven times in a day，
那么就算是一个人七天，一天做七次同样的事情
，It's not easy to forgive him。
这恐怕就不容易喽。
So that's why the disciples say verse five。
所以第五节这边，使徒说了
，Oh Lord, increase my faith, increase our faith。
所以使徒对主说，求主加添我们的信心呐。
So forgiveness actually come from faith。
换句话，饶恕要从信心开始啊。
This is very unique。
这是很特别的。
Forgiveness not only come from love or mercy.
所以说，饶恕人不是只有从怜悯、从爱心而来哦。
By yourself, you cannot do it.
自己想要做，做不到。
It's difficult because we human being, our nature is unforgiving.
因为呢，人类的特性就是不能够原谅别人的。
But we have to ask Jesus to help us.
所以我们反过来要像使徒一样，求主加添我们信心。
Especially if someone just keep picking on you, keep picking on you.
特别是某一个人特别喜欢得罪我们。
Sometimes we think that a person, particular person, may start picking on you.
我们有时候会觉得说，哎，这个人哦，就是要跟我过不去。
Oh Lord Jesus, increase my faith.
啊，求主啊，增加我的信心。
I have to forgive.
我要这样来原谅这个人。
But not by my own power.
不是我自己想要做就能做了。
By your power.
但是要靠你的力量。
So that I can release him.
因此。我能够释放，从心里面释放这个人。
So during a prayer, we can pray about this.
因此，在我们祷告当中，我们要朝这个目标祷告。
Maybe in our workplace.
也许在我们工作的场所。
There was a sister.
有这么一个姐妹。
When she worked.
她在上班的时候。
There was a colleague keep picking on her.
她有这么一个同事呢，喜欢找她麻烦。
Bully about her.
而且常常会对她不客气。
In her heart, our sister heart is very painful.
所以在我们这个姐妹呢，心里面上班好痛苦啊。
She's thinking, how should I react?
那么他觉得他想说，那我怎么反应呢
？Should I just talk it bad or bad to bad？
我是不是要就针锋相对来刺激这个同事呢
？Wow, I'm so painful, I'm suffering.
那么每一天上班我都觉得很难过啊。
But I'm a Christian. If I say the bad things or just like her treating me, what is the difference？
但他想想自己是基督徒，已经信主的人了，如果我以仇报仇的话，有什么不一样
？So she pray to God.
因此他反过来跪下求神。
Oh Lord, give me strength.
他求神给他力量。
I have to forgive. I need strength.
他要力量呢，能够原谅这个人。
And I pray to you, God, that you change the person.
那么我也向神来祷告说，能够改变我这个同事。
If possible.
如果可能的话呢
？So ask Jesus to give her faith.
所以他求神让他有信心呐。
Thank God. After a while.
很感谢神，一阵子之后
，The colleague having mistreated her started to change a little bit.
那么这个常常得罪他、找他麻烦的同事，哎，开始改变了。
Oh, maybe she think why I always mistreat you, but you're still nice to me.
也许他觉得说、啊、我常常找你麻烦，哎，你还是对我不错呢。
You're so different.
那么你真的跟别人不一样。
You start to change.
这个同事改变了。
And thank God, later they become friends.
很感谢神，最后他们变成朋友。
So, forgiveness cannot rely on ourselves.
所以想要饶恕人，不是只有靠自己的力量。
We have to pray about it.
我们必须要求神加添力量。
Romans chapter 12.
我们请看罗马书十二章。
Verse 17.
罗马书十二章的第十七节。
Romans 12:17.
罗马书十二章第十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。十八节，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Here tell us another possibilities.
这边告诉我们另外一个机会。
If the person sin against you, never come to say sorry.
如果一个人得罪我们，从来不跟我们道歉。
If we keep begging about you,
而且常常找我们麻烦。
What should you do?
我们做什么呢
？Verse 18 says, you try your best to live peace with him.
十八节告诉我们，如果能行的话，总要尽力看他那个人和睦啊。
Just try our best.
我们尽力就是了。
Verse 19,
十九节。
But don't try to fight for yourself.
也就是不要为自己伸冤呢。
If he didn't say sorry to you,
如果他不跟我们道歉
，he's still talking about you.
他常常找我们麻烦。
And pray to God.
我们只有求神。
Oh Lord, you are the one to judge.
我们要求神说，是的，主必报应的。
I am not the one to judge.
换句话，我不是一个审判官了。
You are the judgment.
你是最后的审判官。
You do the right thing, Oh Lord. I trust you. You do the right thing.
换句话说，这件事情交在主耶稣的手里面，我信得过主。
And then verse 20.
二十节，所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝，因为你这样行，就把炭火堆在他的头上。
And what is forgiveness?
什么叫做饶恕？
Here another level.
这是再进一步啦。
It doesn't mean, oh, I release you, I don't mind you, I don't think about you.
不只是我们刚刚所讲的要放弃、要忘记、要释放。
Yeah, Lord Jesus Christ tells another level of forgiveness.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们要更进一步来达到饶恕。
If one day your enemy is hungry.
今天如果我们的仇敌有一天饿了。
He come to you ask for food.
今天他饿了来要我们跟我们要吃的。
You have to give him food.
那么你要在这个时候给他吃的。
If he's thirsty, he come to you for drink.
今天如果他渴了跟我们要喝的。
You're not saying that, okay, I forgive you already, I don't want to see you, bye-bye.
我们不能说我已经原谅你了算了你要什么我不理你。
No, if he asks you drink, you have to give him drink.
今天他因为渴了来跟我要喝的我要给他水喝了。
Why?
为什么
Because by doing this, you have win your enemies.
因为你这样行就是也就胜过你的敌人了。
He is saying that just like use a parable, just like the coal fire on the head.
在这边用了一个比喻说好像把炭火堆在他头上。
That's when you make him embarrassed.
换句话也就是让对方呢真的是很难看。
Make him shameful.
让他觉得不好意思了。
I treat you so bad in the past.
那么过去呢，我对你这么糟。
But now you still help me.
那么今天我跟你要东西，你给我了。
So shameful.
让我觉得很不好意思，很不对了。
Usually the one sin against you usually will not come ask for help unless it's necessary. Absolutely.
通常如果一个人得罪我们，这个人不会很轻易就来要求帮忙的。
But when he come to you, he's really nowhere to go.
但是今天如果今天要我们来帮忙了，表示他已经无路可走了。
You have two choices.
两个选择。
You can shame him.
是的，我们可以就当面骂他，
you can rebuke him.
让他觉得难看。
See, on that day you treat me like this.
我们可以
Now, you deserve it.
我们可以说，你看吧，你罪有应得了吗
？You go away.
离开吧。
Why? Maybe you feel happy when your heart ah, I revenge already.
讲完之后，你会觉得暂时很高兴，因为呢，哎，我终于达到我的目的了。
But first, God will not happy when you say this.
但是当我们讲这句话的时候，主耶稣不高兴了。
Secondly,
第二个
you still have your enemies. He's still your enemies.
那么在这个时刻呢，他仍然还是你的敌人。
In the future, he will also be your enemies.
他的未来还是你的敌人。
But if you choose, if you come for asking for food, asking for drink,
但是二十节这边说到，如果他来要吃的要喝的
，or when you see him, he's hungry.
或是我们看到他已经饿了
，he says that you see, maybe he does not come to you because he's so embarrassed.
换句话，我们眼睛要睁。大看，也许他觉得难看，不敢跟你来要。但是我们看到他饿了，他需要了。
And you give him，
在他需要的时候，你给他了。
So embarrassed。
那对方会觉得真的难看，不好意思。
In the future, I misunderstood you in the past. Maybe they say。
那么他们会觉得说，过去我真的是得罪你了。
Sorry。
真的觉得不好意思。
Maybe you have won your enemies。
那么在此刻呢，我们就把他的心给赢过来了。
You have no more enemies。
换句话，这个人再也不会是你的敌人了。
Look at Lord Jesus Christ。
好像主耶稣。
When he was on the cross，
当他被钉在十字架上。
He have chosen to forgive。
他选择的是饶恕。
He have chosen to let go。
他选择的是释放。
He have chosen to love。
他选择的是爱对方。
Today, so many people are attracted to Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们看到世界上许多人都被主耶稣吸引着。
So today you can choose.
今天我们也有选择了。
If you want to revenge,
我们是不是要报复
？You want to remember in your heart?
我们是不是要总是记仇
？You'll suffer more.
那么我们这样子会过更痛苦的人生。
And God will not forgive your sin because you don't forgive others.
那么相对的，神也不会因此而免了我们的债，因为我们免不了人的债。
You want to revenge?
今天我们想要报仇
you have more enemies.
那我们就树立更多的敌人
But if you want to forgive,
但相对的如果我们选择饶恕
Jesus forgive us.
同样的天上的神也要饶恕我们
If we choose to forgive,
今天我们选择饶恕
our enemy become less.
我们的敌人就越来越少
our blessing become more.
那我们的祝福就越来越多
Which one you want to choose?
今天聪明的我们选什么呢？
Let's sing hymn 47.
唱诗47首。